Well, this year we did see a bit of an increase over our previous years, and so we've actually served 42, or I'm sorry, 92 families this Christmas with a food box, and so that's an increase from 61 last year with the Christmas season. So that's quite a big jump in the families, but individual-wise, it hasn't really changed too much. We've served just over 200 individuals this year with those food boxes, whereas last year that was 213. And then with the kids on our Angel Tree tags, last year was 73 children. This year it was 77, so just a mild jump there.
And for the food boxes, what typically do you give out, and is that a combination of purchased and donated items? Or
yeah, exactly. The food box is basically all of what you would need in order to make a Christmas dinner. And so you got the turkey and all the fixings to go with it, celery and rolls and potatoes and onions, and then canned vegetables, fruits, and everything you would need, really, for that big family dinner on Christmas Day. And so that comes through primarily donations to our food bank, and then financial gifts from the community that come in specifically for that purpose that help to purchase any items that we need to, like the turkeys and other stuff that comes through Hammer and Weekon, who has been a great partner with us in that.
Did you have enough of what you needed to serve all these folks?
I think we had a good supply coming in this year. We were kind of close this year. We were a little bit worried, but it seems that, you know, Petersburg always works it out. And so it tends to be where I might sit here and get a little worried, but I should know better, because it always shows up and we're always able to provide for those who need it. And so we're very grateful to the generosity of the community for giving and for donating to us and helping us to be able to do that.
What are you hearing from people this year in terms of difficulties or maybe why they may have needed help this year that maybe they haven't in the past?
Well, I know that, you know, if we look at kind of a nationwide image, the idea is that we're starting to turn around and we're starting to come out of that recession now. And, you know, that's good news, but unfortunately it still takes time. And it's still going to be a while until everyone's really back to what we would like them to be. And so, you know, it's just a continuation of people who have just had hard years, you know, loss of jobs and housing issues and the regular increase of everything. You know, we're now living where we're paying $7 a gallon for milk. And, you know, a lot of people just don't think about how much that really takes a toll in the long run. And so I think that one of the biggest issues for people in Petersburg is really trying to plan out the year and to budget out the year, because we have a lot of people who work seasonally and do great during the season, but then in the off season is when they start to feel the suffering. And so we know that, you know, it's great that we as the Salvation Army are there to be able to help support them in that, but we also want to try and encourage people to start planning ahead and thinking for themselves and working towards getting to where they can sustain throughout the whole year, even if they are just working through the season.
Finally, your kettle campaign, that's kind of your big money raiser for the year. Everybody knows the bell ringers outside, and lots of people volunteer to do that. How has it been so far? We're kind of talking midweek here, just before Christmas.
Yeah, well, we're doing pretty well this year. Our volunteers have just stepped up wonderfully, as they have in years past, and we're very grateful to everyone who comes out and spends the time ringing the bell for us. And so we're actually, as of this point last year, we're actually a little bit ahead of our fundraising, but we're still quite a ways away from our goal. This year, our goal is to raise $10,000 with our kettle campaign, and we're just over six at this point. And really, this last week, the week before Christmas, is when really people start to feel that need to give and that desire to want to share. And so we know that that's the big push, is that last week. And we know Petersburg has stepped up in the year that we've been here and just shown that they're tremendous support. And so I have no doubt that it's all going to come through again. But we just want to encourage everybody, you know, if you haven't had the chance, get out there and give. And, you know, if you're walking by the kettle, even if you don't have anything to give, say hi to the person who's ringing the bell and let them know that we appreciate them being out there, because they've given their own time to do that, and so it's a wonderful thing for us.